Why not? I mean, you can't throw a fit at yourself, huh?
I know you're
really
right to a fit
at myself. Why did you
say that?
What does it mean? I want to ask a question. What does that mean, Ross?
It means that...
So what did you do all the time I was gone?
Just threw a fit at myself.
You just threw a fit at yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, and then what about Mark? What did he do?
He asked Mom.
Mom, what did Marky do?
He busted the side of his bed.
Did you really, Mom?
He busted it.
Did you really break it?
He himself a crack on the ground. He got poop flies out.
Was that because Daddy wasn't home?
No, he's tired. He was running around.
And I wasn't having a trip ride.
Oh,
what? Mike was only having a train ride, and he bumped into a car.
And you weren't having a train ride?
What?
I see.
I didn't bump into a car.
Did you crack your head open too?
Nope.
That's good. Well, you know what Marky said earlier today?
What?
The preschool, he was mad at Ross and he said, "You give me a headache."
Mark said to Ross,
"You give me a headache." Isn't that silly?
Yeah.
Do you think you really give him a headache?
No.
He just seems to be making mad, right?
Mark puts caca in between everything. Yeah.
What should Mark have really said?
You make me mad.
No. Where do you think he learned about a headache?
From Mommy and me.
I think it's from Mommy.
Who's
that? Who gives me a headache?
Ross says it.
Did you teach him that?
No.
Yeah, Ross says he gives me a headache. He does.
Yeah, you must have taught it to him a bit more.
No, yeah.
You know, Ross, Marky learned a lot of things from you. Did you know that?
No.
Yes, he does. He's learned a lot of things from you.
Me?
No, from you. He learned some from you.
From you?
More things from you than anyone else.
That's right. You're his only big brother, you know that?
Yeah.
Do you know that he really loves you a lot?
Yeah.
Does he make you mad?
He gives me... I gave... No, but he gives me a headache.
Nobody gives you a headache because you're a happy boy.
Huh?
Because you're a happy boy, right?
Right.
Did you know that your little brother really, really loves you a lot? A whole large bunch?
Mm-hmm.
You know why?
Why?
Because he likes to follow you and learn from you. See? I told Ross that the first boy that went up on the table would get a spanking and be sent to his room. And so he said to Marky, "You do it. You go, Marky." Ross said, "Who am I talking to? Myself?" And I said, "Sure you are, Ross." He said, "No, I'm talking to all the people." That was his first rhetorical question that I can remember. "Now, why do you say that? Explain to me why you want to know. You think I'm not listening to you?"
"Yes, you aren't."
"I'm not listening to you enough. Well, what is wrong with your dad?"
"You're not listening."
"I guess I'm not really a good man, am I?"
"Mm-mm. What did I hear?"
"I don't know. What did you hear? Was a little boy?" "Uh-huh."
"What did you say?"
"I said something wrong, I think."
"What did I say? A bad word?"
"Did I say a bad word? I really didn't mean to. I didn't mean to say a bad word."
"Did you say a bad man?"
"No, I didn't. I don't think so. I didn't mean
to
say."
"Yes, you did."
"Really?"
"Yeah."
"I didn't mean to say anything bad."
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, this is the numbers that we use to get onto.
8.
Which one? This is side 681.
8506. I guess I just have to start.
Okay, this is 1, 2, 1, 7. Okay, go ahead, come on, come on. Okay.
1, 2, 3.
You're doing fine. You're doing fine. Don't give up now.
This is done 6. And this one is 6.
Okay. job. That's good.
No, I didn't look at peace.
You didn't do a single thing wrong. You did a very good job.
Now I'm getting closer to Esther. Probably get Esther, probably get a better one.
Okay.
I'm really getting shot at it.
You're doing a fairly good job, aren't you?
I'm going to get shot at it.
What does that mean?
That means I'm going to get to it.
You did a good job again, huh?
I made a bigger Z.
Oh, those are getting nice. Those letters are getting very pretty, right? Those letters are very good.
I made a cross out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy!
Ross wanted me to. Ross wanted me to. He said, "Hey, Daddy, let's make a deal. I'll close my eyes and go to bed, right?"
Look, you put me a present when I'm asleep,
mm-hmm.
and when I'm awake in the morning, I'll wake up and open it.
Mm-hmm. And I said, "No deal. I'm not gonna do it." I said, "It's not going to happen." What did you say?
Then I won't make a deal. I'll just hate my toys.
Hate your toys, and you said you'd change your mind, right?
Right.
And what else?
I won't stay here.
You won't stay in our family anymore.
Right. So will everyone when I'm asleep?
No.
Want me to go?
I guess you'll have to leave now. Okay.
I don't want to go.
Okay, well then let's not get into a problem. Let's just get presents when Daddy says that it's okay.
It's okay when I'm asleep.
That's one time it's okay, but it's also okay when Daddy wants to do it. So we have to have Daddy wanting to do it before it happens. That won't work, huh?
Okay.
You'll just have to wait until Daddy gives it to you. Now, you know I've got a lot of presents I'd love to give you. But we're going to have to wait until you're super good. I know it makes you nervous, doesn't it? Okay, well, you don't have to be good. You can be real bad and you might get them. Or you might do nothing and just get them. You don't know what's going to happen. When he's going to get his presents. Mm-hmm. What? You'll hide under the blanket?
Yeah.
Why? They're not going to come tonight. It's not coming. It's not Easter time. The bunny's not going in tonight.
You don't get presents.
I said, "Why did you wash my hair?" And I said, "I didn't. You and Marky splashed water." He said, "Yeah, we had a fight. That was called a splash fight."
Oh, Daddy.
Just like a roller coaster.
Thank you, Daddy.
That's very silly. Yeah, it's not right. You haven't got the right idea. He put on two socks on one foot instead of one sock on one foot and the other sock on the other. Well, earlier, I said, "Ross, you're being very foolish." He said, "You're the fool because you called me what?"
Fool.
Why was I a fool?
Because you teased me.
Yeah, because you teased me. I said, "So you're a fool if you don't wear your such and such pants like Marky. because Ross wanted to be the phoenix and he wanted to wear his phoenix pants and his phoenix shirt. And I said, you're the fool because you're not wearing good, you're not wearing good pants.
Well, you're a fool.
Who's a fool? That's not right. That's not a good word to call anybody else, okay?
Well, you called me.
Okay, I won't call you that anymore. I'm sorry. I said you were foolish. I didn't say you were a fool. But it's not a good word. Even foolish is not a good word to call someone. Good? Is that okay, Mike? Want to do one more? Let's do one more. Blow. Blow. Go. Blow. Good, Mike.
Now I'm going to do my hair.
Okay. Want to do one more, Mark? Blow. Blow.
No.
No, no, no.
Okay,
no, he won't do it. If you don't want, no, he won't do it. Ready? Ready? You like this thing? Stand up, nothing can't blow off. What's wrong, Marty? You sound like you're good going. In or out? In or out? Let's get this. Let's get this. No, that's all right. I'm doing fine.
3,000?
No, no, Carl.
Vodka only?
No, no. Okay, Ron.
And, we have two wooden beads, three Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Mm-hmm. Lightsabers.
Lightsabers.
Mm-hmm.
One dark bear, lightsaber, and one more Luke Skywalker lightsaber.
See, all those guys use lightsabers.
I've got two.
Yeah.
I've got two Luke Skywalker.
And you're going to need one lightsaber for Obi, and one for Darth, and one for Luke. They all are going to be Jedi's, you see. The Jedi's
all... Are they the only ones?
Just the Jedi's use lightsabers, yeah.
What about Yoda?
Yoda doesn't use weapons, he just uses snakes. He's a Jedi master, he just uses snakes.
Mm-hmm. He's a cute creature of the fog.
Mm-hmm. Creature of the fog. Ross. Yoda.
Luke Skywalker. His, is yellow.
Luke Skywalker is yellow,
And...
That's true.
And,
Obi-Wan Kenobi's is orange.
Blue.
Who has an orange lightsaber?
Darth Vader.
Mom, Darth Vader has a red one.
Red. Orange is red, yeah, same color. What did you do in preschool today, Ron? Was it good or bad?
Don't listen.
What?
You're not listening.
What do you mean I'm not listening? I don't understand. You mean you have some other story you want to tell?
Okay, I'll tell you.
Okay.
First, nobody wanted to dance on the welcome wheel. And then we got up there. That was no fun.
How come?
Fun.
It was no fun.
And when we woke up, we played.
Well, what was the rock and roll? What kind of music was it? Tape recorder?
No, it was a record.
A record, and it was rock and roll?
Yeah.
No one wanted to dance with you?
Right.
Who danced? Who was doing dancing?
No.
Just nobody, yeah?
Just everybody except me. I wanted to dance on the little orange kid, but they didn't.
They wouldn't let you?
Right.
How come?
They won't let me dance
on them. BJ wouldn't let you dance with them?
So would my brother.
He wouldn't dance with you. What a fink.
Why wouldn't he dance? He
doesn't know how.
Himself?
He doesn't know how. He's too little.
Was he dancing by himself?
Yeah.
I think he's too little, Mom.
Probably doesn't know how to dance with you.
Sure. He's just too little.
You think you're trying to push him around, huh? You're trying to grab his hand?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Grab two.
Two hands.
There.
Mm-hmm.
He just step one in a circle.
To step around in a circle, I see. Well then, why didn't you have any fun when you went upstairs?
Well, because I like the walk on the moon.
And you wanted to stay down there and do more?
I wanted to dance with somebody.
You couldn't get a girlfriend to do it for you, huh?
Well, I like one, but yeah. I didn't want to do.
You didn't want to do it. Oh, so you wouldn't dance with her, huh?
Right.
Oh, I see. I understand. Well, maybe she felt bad because you wouldn't dance with her.
Huh?
What was her name?
I don't know.
You don't know that girl's name? You don't know the names of all the people in preschool?
But I know one.
Who?
I think
what's their name?
Ask my teacher.
Okay, do you have any new kids there?
Yeah.
What are their names?
The one that was on Halloween at my school.
Uh-huh. And who else? Who else is a new kid?
I don't know.
You forgot all their names, Ross.
Yeah, Nana was there
again.
Yeah.
And who else? But some of who? Are there any new kids?
Yeah, there was.
Yeah.
You could dance with Nana.
Yeah. Next time.
Well, Monique.
Monique is a new girl. Yeah.
Yeah, she was the one that was here when we did Halloween.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Did she
want
to dance with you?
Mm-mm. We didn't do that.
And who else was new?
That was all.
That was all, okay.
Two girls. Two brothers.
What are their names? You don't remember?
Monique is one.
Uh-huh. And does she have a sister or a brother?
A brother.
Uh-huh. Monique and her brother.
A little.
A little baby brother? Mm-hmm. A big girl and a little baby brother, huh? I see.
There's one little girl that comes rushing out and says, oh, here comes Monty, isn't he cute?
Maybe that's
and then
unique.
Monty makes faces at
her. It's Diana!
That's Diana.
Is Diana?
Yes, it's
yeah.
Diana.
She embarrasses him. She says,
oh, Monty's so cute!
Do you think Diana's nice?
He's too lazy.
Huh?
Is Diana nice?
And he runs away and makes faces.
Ross, do you like your toothbrush? Why don't you eat some turkey meat?
I like this.
Instead of chewing on your toothbrush, why don't you eat some turkey meat? You'll never get fat if you don't eat some turkey meat.
I don't like that.
You need to get a little more weight on your body. You're too thin. Put a little tummy on you. You need a little tummy. Like your big fat daddy. Don't you want to be like your big fat daddy?
I want to be poor.
You don't want to be fat like your daddy? Look at that fat tummy. You don't want to be fat like him? Isn't that horrible? You want to touch it and see how fat it is? You want to see how fat it is? You afraid?
Right.
What?
I haven't told you the story about...
Want to see a big muscle?
That's not muscle.
Yeah, feel it. Feel those big muscles.
Those are not big muscles. That's just a big arm.
It's got a big muscle right here.
Let me
you try it. You try to feel it.
Let's not. Will
it
feel mine?
Yours isn't as big as mine.
Oh yeah, we'll feel it.
I'm feeling it. It's a dinky baby muscle. And mine's a big daddy muscle.
Well, next time I'm going to have a bigger one.
How are you going to get it when you're not a big dad like me?
I'll be a grandpa.
You're going to have to push iron. You're going to have to press, lift weights, Ross. Uh-huh. Lift weights.
Dad, what's this?
Yeah. Have you finished your dinner? Wait, have you finished your dinner?
I should do this.
Yeah. He can lift that whole chair, Mom.
Strong.
Now, don't get hurt, Ron. Don't get hurt. You're going to break your little head off. Okay, I see. You're strong. Now, put it down. Very good. I believe you're strong.
Now, mother should sit in it.
You're at least as strong as daddy. Okay, I agree. You're at least as strong as mom.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay. Now, you want to see my big muscle again?
Okay. We'll feel mine.
No, it's the one right here you gotta feel.
That's bigger.
Yeah.
Well, I'll do one more, okay?
Okay.
You hold it.
Ooh, careful.
You hold it. And don't eat it. Don't eat it.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll watch this.
Okay. Oh, Muppets is on.
Can we have a flip phone?
Very good. He lifted the chair again. Okay, well.
American Heroes.